ahead and call the Info Parks and Rec board meeting to order. It's Thursday, July 21st, 2022. It is 6:05 p.m. Can I get a roll call, please?
Sure. Lane?
Here.
Wilbur?
Here.
Sessish?
Here. Present. Sorry.
Diederich?
Here.
Dumanovic?
Here.
And Hyatt is absent.
Rusty's out of town. Yep. And Victor's still on the thing. You never listen to me. I don't even know why about it.
I do. I just don't think it. But I will get taken care of.
I don't even trust it anymore. Okay. Introduction of guests, the officials. We have Parks and Rec, Tim Evans. Is Scott here?
Scott's taking his daughter to visit a college.
Oh.
Where's he going?
My gosh. College A's already.
Billikens?
Yes.
All right, so Scott is not here. Superintendent of Recreation, Shay Remus. City Council Liaison to Park, it's Ken Koch.
Michael Donovan.
Michael Donovan? Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't go by Mike.
Either or is fine. Oh.
All right, public comment. Mark, you got anything to say?
I'm just glad to be here.
Okay, good. Presentations, nothing. May I get a motion to approve the May 19th, 2022 minutes?
I motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Dan. All in favor, signified by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Bills review, bill list, June and July 2022, and the budget report, May, June 2022. Anything that we should
I mean, most of the bills are all related to summer events, Margaritas de Mayo, 4th of July, Riverfest, a lot of park maintenance issues, the pickleball court, stuff like that.
How's that going, pickleball? Everybody's asking me. I'm like, when you start
So the base
pickleball?
Is done. Okay. We'll start.
It has to cure for a while.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. So they've got the base is out there. It's ready to go. We're hoping next week to start on the fencing and putting the fencing up. So we had to work with somebody that knows how to put a fence up properly. So we're kind of working around their schedule a little bit to come out.
What kind of fence? Is it a wire fence? Or
it's like a typical tennis court type fence.
Yeah, like a side kind of fence.
So they're coming out next week to help us. I mean, it's just, you got to work with them. You got to work with the concrete people to bring the concrete. There's a lot of moving parts to it all. So
the concrete guys still on strike, or is that all done?
No, I believe they're still
on strike. They're still on strike.
Yeah, they're still on strike.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. It's the gravel.
So you can't get concrete?
No, asphalt.
Asphalt and concrete because it's gravel guys.
Well, can you
gravel
get,
guys will load,
can you get concrete though?
Yeah.
Huh?
Can you get concrete?
No.
My,
there's some
gravel,
places.
My next door neighbor had concrete put in 2 days ago.
If they still have it in stock.
Scams, probably scams.
So, hopefully by the end of the summer, it'll be up.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of
people are very excited about it. As you
know, we'll get it.
People are really excited.
They really are.
We get it.
Okay,
we get it. Yep. So I mean, we're working on that. And then I was just telling Ken we had just an issue with Price Playground where the pieces were all accounted for, but there were like some things to connect it, and there's like five or six of them. The sides don't fit, so we have to send them back. We're waiting on for them to come and finish it out. So it's like 99.98% done. It's just we're waiting on these pieces and. Being a safety issue, being it's brand new, we don't want to ruin the warranty in any way. We're just waiting to get these pieces back. So our playground guy is calling them constantly, trying to get these pieces in.
Yeah.
So those are kind of the big things there. And then just we really haven't got any bills, and we can talk about it later. It's just the preschool project. So there's a lot going on with that,
I know,
too.
That's pretty exciting.
So, but bills-wise, a lot of it's just special events. Sports leagues, concession stands, and some park maintenance stuff.
I ran through it earlier, and then when you sent over the link, and I'm just like, oh my god, there's like 8,000 pages. So it was a little.
The stuff in yellow, though, is ours.
You still gotta like scroll through it. So it's a lot. I wish we were separate like we used to be. We used to just have our own. And our bills looked like this big. Now it's like this big. So nothing crazy than other than.
Nothing crazy. Okay. Budget-wise, I mean, it's kind of still relatively early in the fiscal year. Yeah. I mean, we're kind of, I mean, the good news is this, is we were able to do a summer basketball league that we have not done in the last 2-3 years over at the school, so that really is helping increase things. We just got done with Riverfest, which Saturday was just incredible. So as we get through things, we get a better idea as Hometown Days is over where we're at, but, you know, get through the big special events to see where we took any hits. But the good thing is sports leagues are running strong. Still, preschool is completely sold out for next year, so I don't anticipate any hiccups other than we're just going to have to make some changes, obviously, with where we're seeing staffing issues throughout the nation.
Yeah.
we just have to pay more. I mean, if we want to keep our staff, we have to pay more. So those are things that we're going to have to offset. Otherwise, in the budget, just to pay the staff to just make sure they're happy and to continue to work for us.
Yeah, we've been going through with that at the county. I'll ask everybody with animal control.
$2 more an hour, I heard.
We had to give them 15. I'm like, yeah. We just can't.
So luckily, right now, we have a preschool staff. So that's good, and concession stands have been okay, and we haven't had any huge issues. Preschool was a little rocky this past year, but this year we're hoping to get off to a good start. So, but otherwise, the budget, things are looking good so far.
Okay, good.
So after our hometown days, we'll really have a better idea. Like if that gets rained out, that's kind of a problem. So as we get through the special events, it gives me a better idea where we're at. But we've already been approved by the school district to have winter basketball. We haven't had that in 3 years. So we're already advertising the girls in kindergarten league for the late fall. That registration will start in August, so we'll see how that goes. So I anticipate overall we'll be doing fine.
Don't forget to send me the information for the booth at hometown.
I will send it to you.
Just asked about it the other day, and I'm like, I forget.
Yes.
So any
otherwise,
questions?
Budget-wise, it's doing well.
Good. Any questions or comments?
Nope.
Okay. Old business, anything? New business, city school, preschool partnership updates.
I listed some stuff in there just so you kind of know where we're at with everything. In general, the room is pretty much done. The two rooms are pretty much done. There's some, as part of a grant they got a bunch of furniture throughout the whole school district.
Oh, nice.
Went to this, so our staff and their staff's going to put that together next week. Hopefully the first, second week of August here, we're going to move the preschool up there, our stuff up to the preschool. So we're looking, obviously, by August 23rd, we're going to try to have an open house. So that should be pretty much settled and ready to go. We're really switching from construction project to how is this actually going to work. So
yeah,
Shane and I met with the school district this morning just with curriculum. How are these now, this new aspect of high school students coming into the program, how's that going to work, parking. So we're kind of moving into a different phase right now, getting ready for when actually this is going to happen.
Right, because that was always my concern, was the logistics for the parking and the high school kids with our preschool kids.
Yes.
That shouldn't be an issue, right?
No,
I mean, I've met now with several different people within the school district on all the different meetings, and I've been super impressed, and they've been really helpful, and we've had a lot of really great conversations as we've collaborated with this and really finalizing all the details. So really great experience, at least on our end, and I think if that starts really well, it just kind of trickles down all the way until the kids get there. So really excited. We met with some staff today, went over to the buildings. I mean, we've got a lot to do, but you know, we're confident that we'll get it done. It'll be a very smooth, hopefully, school year here.
To start knocking on some wood, man.
Yeah,
as soon as you guys start saying everything's great.
No, it's not great. We've got a lot to do. But if everyone keeps doing what they need to do, everyone's been very positive. As if we just keep sticking to our areas and get it done, it should be a really, really nice situation. And all the equipment that they're supplying. I mean, this is the curriculum's all completely different, but they gave us all the, like, basically huge boxes full of materials. So we're diving through that, redoing all of our curriculum, so it's all in line with everything that the school district is doing. So, I mean, it should be a seamless transition from preschool to kindergarten, which was our ultimate goal. So,
are you all cleaned out from the old building?
No.
So I can't do any of that until once all the new equipment is assembled and sorted through. We're now going through Excel lists of what we have, what is new, what we have in our office, and what we need to purchase. So based on the new curriculum and the outlines of everything that they want the classroom to look like. So we have a game plan. We just got to start getting it.
Wow, it's like starting from scratch.
It is. Yeah. This is what, my third time, I think, redoing the preschool. So.
I know, I was going to say, since I've been here, it's how many buildings have
we
like.
I started up the
rest
of it.
It's like we're like this. You know, the people that get moved. We can just move the preschool. You just move the preschool, and you're just like, can we just go somewhere and be there?
It's going to be exciting.
My third preschool.
Seems like the most appropriate spot that we've
ever had. It's fabulous. I mean, right, like going into the situation, it just
there
feels
is a bathroom
so good.
There, right?
There is. Okay. We have a kid-dedicated bathroom with a smaller toilet, and then we have an adult bathroom.
Or teenagers, adults.
Sure.
There's They have a workout area in the front part of the building.
Oh, did they make like a little smaller?
Yes.
We have it.
It's the smallest toilet I've ever seen.
It's almost like the training potty. It's.
I mean, it is.
I remember being, and I would be like, okay, go. I can't. Well, you have to.
It's a small toilet, isn't it?
It's.
I know, I used to go to my kindergarten room. I can't go on that. I'll never get off.
It is small. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
Small people.
I knew we were in a small one. I just didn't realize what I saw.
Do we have a little sink and everything? Or do we have a stool?
No, we have to have ADA sink. For like a wheelchair.
Oh, sure.
So you have this... Yeah, this tiny little toilet and this massive sink.
Oh my gosh, how funny.
It just makes the toilet look even smaller when you're looking at it in comparison.
Yeah, you're like, wow, did we just give these kids a hole in the ground?
It's really nice. It's really cute. It'll help, you know, especially with it being a different place for the bathroom. Like, it'll work out really, really well, but... You know, it's
how
just
exciting.
Going with it.
We have a lot of return, or like from 2-year-olds to 3-year-olds, or how?
Yes.
That'll be interesting to see their take on it too.
It will be, and that's part of it with the new curriculum and things like that, kind of where we're starting to get our materials ready to go so we can effectively explain that to the parents so that they have, if they're returners, the right expectations, because things will look a little different, all for the better. You know, I trust the school district and what they're providing us and what they're doing, so hopefully all for the better, but we just need to make sure we communicate to the parents what that looks like as the year progresses. So
nice. When does the fall term start?
September 12th for preschool and September 8th for Ready Set Go.
Okay.
We start the Ready Set Go because
we have
it could be a tough transition.
Oh yeah, sure.
So for the younger kids.
We let them scream first
the first time.
Sure. And then we bring in the other kids, so hopefully it's not as loud.
And usually the younger kids, the kids cry, the older kids, the parents cry.
Yeah.
Oh, the kids want to run around and they don't say goodbye.
I was always like, okay, see you later. Goodbye.
Bye, and they're running in. Whereas the younger ones don't.
I don't understand the crying.
So you start
parents.
The younger
I
ones.
I called it kindergarten.
Makes sense.
I had to pull the sunglasses and run away.
Why?
I don't know. It just hit me. I had to get out of there.
That's when you say goodbye.
I did.
Overall,
I was all ready for them to start cooking for themselves.
It's going to be really, really exciting. We've got the parking, the logistics, most of it's working.
Okay.
I think it's going to be really neat, and I won't be here, but you're going to have a kid that comes in our preschool program, and then someday could come in and be teaching the preschool, and someday could be working for us. You know, so it could be a lifelong.
Well, you're going to probably see them all throughout high school if they're in this area.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could have a lot of various things, so I think it could be really cool. It's going to be a really exciting thing. And it only strengthens our relationship with the school district to be able to expand off of other things. You know, this is just one portion that hopefully we will work together and other things. And you see that with the golf outing and some of the areas that we've done some stuff with. So,
can the preschool be involved in some of this school? I'm just thinking, like, it'd be cute to have, like, a preschool...
I'm hoping
float like in the home parade or something.
That is my goal.
Oh my god, that would be adorable.
Thank you. I told Tim that was our plan and our goal.
He's like, no.
Yeah, she brought it up and I was just like, okay, let's get the school open first.
Like the moms with the strollers and stuff.
Well, I was just going to be like a big box, like class of like 2020, whatever they would be, and like have it sit on the float and like, right? And then we can just, I don't know.
That'd be cute.
Me and Emily are contingently planning on it. I just need to get everyone else on board. But it's just a great way of
Let me know if you need volunteers. I would have a great
showing that partnership and highlighting that.
It's like, what is it, 2038 or something, right?
16 years? I can't even. I don't know.
If they're two, the fours, two,
probably. But yes, I mean,
all I know is we're going to be old, so.
Yeah. We're hoping even to go to the library. How to get a library card and that stuff.
Aww.
We've already started work with the library and that. So there's definitely a lot of partnerships and ways to go with this.
That's great. We're excited too, so I'm excited that you guys are excited and can't wait to hear about it. You'll have to keep me updated, you know, after September. So.
I've had all good conversations and signs, and everyone's really working hard from the school district to really make this a great experience for everyone. So that's just been really, really nice.
Good. Alrighty. Okay, Countryside Subdivision Playground update. What's going on there?
So over the last couple of years, I mean, Scott and I not only doing a playground replacement plan, we're also trying to identify areas where it's not easy for someone to potentially get to a playground. And some of them we saw, Caledonia, Autumn Creek North. One of them that as that subdivision has changed with newer families going in, and there's apartments over there, was countryside.
Yeah.
That there really was not, there's no playground on that subdivision. School, church, there's no playground. And then they're completely surrounded by 4734. They don't really
In countryside, but there was one.
Not that I know.
No. None.
So.
There isn't?
We had looked at some places. There's really not, we don't really own any property that's great places. This is, that subdivision got built before there was land cash, really.
Yeah.
So, as the mayor happened to be just talking to people and throwing it out there, the church reached out to us with an opportunity maybe that they would donate some land for a playground to go on there.
Okay.
And so we've been having some discussions with them that have gotten relatively serious to where we're to the point of we're just finalizing some things with them that this could really happen. So I wanted to bring it to the board to make you aware of it, make sure there's no issues or anything like that. But I think it's a great place to
play. I think it's a good idea. They give them the space. How much are they giving it to you for?
The land, it would be free.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Are there any ties, any strings attached?
Everything's being worked out. The only thing that they're really looking for is obviously we would maintain it, that type of stuff, is they are wanting, the city in general is working on a big solar project, is they do want some kind of solar component to it.
Well, Gene and I, we know about that because we're talking to people at the church.
So that, though,
we know about that.
So they're working with the solar company.
It's not going to cost us anything.
It's going to cost them.
They're going to use that for the church.
I just don't know if the solar project doesn't work out, or are they going to still move forward with this, or that would be the issue.
I think it is.
Yeah, so we're still working out the details. We have a general plan, which we put in here, what a playground would look like, where it's going to go, right, and all that type of stuff. So, I mean, it's just working out some of these minor details.
That's kind of an underserved area.
Completely underserved.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
They're
so
also bordered by two major highways.
Why
don't you go park over there? What, kids going across 47?
There's no real easy
access. That's why I always thought there was one over there.
I like it. I also think, I've noticed this, if you ever go down into downtown Plainfield, they've got their, big park that a lot of people go eat, go to the playground.
Yeah, nice.
And you can have that same atmosphere here.
Right.
Where
there,
you go get something to eat, and then there's a playground
next
to it.
Sure, right there. You can walk right
there. So I think it's a really great location. It's not finalized. We'll bring a final proposal back, and there's going to have to be agreement between
the city. And they would help purchase the 50 with the 50, or that would be us?
They would donate the land.
Just donate the land.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Do we have it in the budget to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, we've dedicated money. We've been looking for the last couple of years for a place, and we just really didn't have anywhere to go over there. And then they reached out with saying, hey, if you could help us with the solar project and you maintain it, it's all yours, we can make this work.
Can we make the park like a solar theme, kind of?
We can look into it. I'll be honest, for $52,000, we're going to be able to get a playground.
Yeah.
That's all we can afford.
Yeah.
And we're doing this where we're installing it. It would be double that.
It's very expensive. Sometimes, a street light has a little solar panel powers the street light.
The ideal is they're looking at, a shelter would be a solar.
The roof of the shelter
would be solar.
Sure.
Solar panels.
And the solar would kind of connect to their building.
Their church.
Yeah,
their electricity.
But the solar shelter would be free.
But they said a shelter, might be able to put something in that shelter.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah. So we're working on some of the details.
Okay.
But I just wanted to give you guys an idea of what's going on, the discussions we had, and things like that. So I think this could be another great partnership, another great way of working together with another organization in town for the benefit of the residents.
Yep.
And then, like I said, I think the spot would be great.
Yeah, I actually thought there was one over there.
There's plenty of space there, too. There's places you've got to get. There's plenty of space.
You can hear the music from the restaurant, too, sometimes, from the
Mexican
restaurant over there. It'd be a fun
place
to go.
See.
What?
So there's nothing to vote on. It's just more informational. Just making sure everyone's okay in the direction we're going here.
I noticed that.
All right. Well, hopefully that goes well. The next item is self-service kayak rental proposal.
So, and this is why I have Michael here, because Michael really worked on this project for me.
Okay.
Normally when I get a bunch of emails or junk emails, I delete them immediately. But this company sent me this self-serve kayak thing that
That's
I actually thought
enough.
Was interesting.
Right,
and to me, I've always felt Yak Shack and Jeff Hahn, he does a great job, but he's limited in what he can do. And I've always felt like one of the things we're missing down there is if somebody shows up at the park, we'll get a call or, hey, where can I go? We don't really have easy access to someone getting a kayak if they just on the spur of the moment wanted to do it, or they even could plan it. But if Jeff's booked, there's a lot of limited options. So this email I got just said, hey, we're doing this self-service stuff. Mm-hmm. Had Michael look into it for me just to kind of get the details of it. I kind of put some stuff in there where it's a cage.
How does it work? Okay.
Yeah, so there's a cage, and Michael can probably explain more details, or like 5 or 6 kayaks.
Yeah, depending on the locker size, you can get 4 slots or you can get 8 slots. Just depends how you want to start off. Mm-hmm. Basically, there's just a QR code, and you walk up to it with your phone, scan the QR code. Yep, that locker right there. Scan the QR code, it brings you to the app, and then you got to sign in, create an account, and then you got to put in your debit card, credit card information.
Okay, so you do have to put in your credit card. So if they take it, then they just get charged the full price.
Yep, for an hour then.
So it's like a Divvy Bike type of thing.
Yeah.
Similar, so you would, the gate would open, you pull out your kayak,
you steal it, you charge for it.
You got it.
How exciting.
You got it, and then it would be there for, you get it for an hour.
However, they'll charge you by the hour.
Yeah.
So you can have it for 3 hours, 5 hours.
What about insurance on that? Somebody gets hurt.
So they provide, RepFund provides their own, they cover insurance, and then they provide the COI.
Well, there's going to be no doubt that I'll have Scott's city's insurance agent say what is it on our bar. I mean,
well, that's
our insurance plan if someone gets hurt. Now, some of it,
because
right,
they're getting hurt on the water, too.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not
what
us.
I'm saying. It's a state thing. You know, someone's going to be at your own risk, too, and stuff like that. I would talk to our city's insurance agent just to see
just
if
to make sure.
Yeah.
Gene, you have a question?
Yeah, I'm real interested in this. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. I worked on a couple key things. Safety, number one, fun, money for us, and developing skills and access for people to use our great waterfront. So it has there's a lot of good things here. But I have a ton of questions.
I don't know if we'll have all the answers.
No, I'm not suggesting you do.
Michael's here.
Well, for example, there's sit on and sit in kayaks.
Yeah.
Okay? My experience has been that especially for people getting started, sit on kayaks are safer, easier to use, self-bailing, lighter weight, cost less money. So, I don't know if I should be telling this to the kayak company or to you guys, but you said you're looking for somebody to kind of share some of thoughts. I'm raising my hand. I'd be happy to be
no
that
doubt.
Person.
And it could be, and I don't know. My guess is Michael didn't ask because I didn't have him ask that question because I didn't know it. Some of this, I don't know what. We'll have to go back and ask. Like, do you even have that option? It maybe this is what we.
It looks like they have.
I'd be happy to
electronic waivers and everything. So
and then you just sign a waiver.
Basically, when you do your QR code, you're almost saying that you agree to all the agreements.
I'm talking about the kind of equipment, how you do it safely, and what the options are. I mean, there's different kind of kayaks. There's inflatable kayaks. There's rigid kayaks, there's sit-on, there's sit-in, and they all are different. The other thing I'm seeing more and more is stand-up paddle boards.
Whatever the easiest.
Okay, and you can buy inflatable. I have 4 of them already. You have stand-up inflatable paddle boards. They're easy to use. They're a lot of fun.
We can ask what they have. I don't know what options they have.
I'm just saying, if you'd like me to share some of my thoughts with whomever. This is Michael, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be happy to talk to Michael, happy to talk to this company and all that.
That'd be great.
Okay.
I brought it. Is this something we even want to look at it to a board?
Yeah. The answer is absolutely from my point of view.
100%.
So just so you know, there's like a 3,500 basically an activation initiation fee. Plus we have to put the concrete pad and provide, I'm assuming, some kind of Wi-Fi. And
where would we put this stuff?
I thought they don't
need
a pad.
One of the pages here. So it would be over. Right in front of the ComEd station, where we have that pad now, because that's where our main power box is at.
So we're going to use that concrete.
So Scott put like a little red star where he thought some options could be, where he could pour it. It would be easy to connect because we have a main power box right there.
But this says a concrete pad is not required. I'm reading off your own sheet here.
I'm sure, though, that's theirs. It's like we're going to have to install something where we're proposing that in the grass.
And let me clarify one other thing. They said the customer gets 50%. I'm assuming we are the customer.
Okay. Yes. Right. So we pay $3,500 upfront initiation fee. They bring the equipment, and then it's going to be 50-50 after that.
So the 35, we could pay that back after. couple yeah. summers of
yeah.
people.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, in the big picture, yeah. it's a pretty minor amount of money. I mean, I think if we can get more interest in the park and kayaking and stuff, I think it would
and
be
And it's a 5-year license agreement, so it's you have it activated for 5
I'm sure.
years. And
yes.
then, okay.
The other
There's
thing,
a lot of details to get worked out.
The other thing I would look at is...
Are we even wanting to... Before I dug real deep into this, did we
want
to...
I think we should look into it.
Okay.
Inner tubes are safe, easy, cheap. Last night there was 8 or 9 people down there with inner tubes,
oh,
back
yeah.
and forth. Plus,
yeah,
you just carry it back up on your
I
shoulder.
Did that too, yeah.
The other thing we're going to need to get here is we're going to need to refurbish that cart. You know that gray wooden cart?
I'm not getting it.
You need that kind of thing. If someone's going to be bringing 4 or 5 kayaks up, and you want to make it easy so mom and dad can bring the kayaks for little kids, and we need to build that so it'll be weatherproof.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm these are not negative things.
Okay. No, it's fine.
These are all just part of the thing to make it fun.
Yeah.
I say you have your direction. We're all excited about it. If we can make it happen, that would be great.
Anything else you have on it, Michael?
Michael, would you like to just sit down with me sometime? And
yeah,
I can talk
absolutely.
To you. That'd be great. Yeah. We'll take it from there.
Can I ask you a question off there? What has happened to that stage? Are we still hearing anything about that? You know, the people that were supposed to get all the big money.
I don't really have any details other than...
You know, how long are we going to wait for that? I mean, to me, should we do something ourselves then? I mean, that spot there is nice. You know, could we...
The last discussion
you know what I mean?
We had was is they were now more looking at putting some in that East Alley.
Yeah, I heard that. So
I think some of that was going to base... Aren't we going for a grant,
yeah.
to do that? Yeah. East Alley? I think
I
this...
thought we got it, no?
But they want the ECL behind this order, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been relatively successful.
Engmanson's pushing for that big time, I know that.
Who?
Engmanson.
I think a lot of businesses, more of the diners, are thinking this could be very successful.
So in other words, they're pushing for that, so what's going to happen to our stuff? They kind of push that in the background now?
I mean, I still think it's out there, I just don't know. I don't have any answer.
But we should really, I mean, maybe we should do something ourselves. If they don't want to use that, we're going to... This whole act of this, it's coming.
My personal opinion
is so
they,
Christmas coming too.
If they didn't put a stage there, I think, you know where we have that pergola on the west side? I think we could do a bigger one there on that concrete pad.
I think so too.
There's not a lot of space when you really look at it between there and the playground.
That's right.
And but there's enough space to where, like, say we had a pergola and like we had Riverfest and you decided to do a kids thing down there, that would be successful. You put some picnic tables there most of the time.
I think that
if we had a kayak thing there, it could be kind of a home base for people if we do the kayak thing right there. So if the shelter doesn't work out, I would come back here and say, folks, I think we should put kind of a bigger pergola on there. And then,
well, how long are we going to give them to you know, we're kind of not a situation where we're just static, waiting for them to come back and make some type of a...
I will follow you.
Wait,
I mean, and then I'll talk to the city about it.
They were funding it, though.
Yes.
Well, I can fund it too.
All right.
No, I'm just saying, I'll fund it. But you know what?
Do the checkbook right now.
Hey, it's on the record.
Right.
Yeah. My name is Gene Wilbur, and I am going to do it after I buy all of our. No, you know what I'm saying?
All
is,
in favor.
I will get
but no, with Gene. No, what I'm saying is, though, I can say that too, but I mean, they're not doing anything.
Well, I know, but
I mean,
that's how it was brought to us.
I think the last.
That's how it was brought to us.
Well, I'll bring it to you too. Then I won't do anything for 20 years either.
I think
they'll have my name out there. I mean, I'm just saying, do it. Do it. If not, get off the pot and let's do something else. I don't understand why we're. I mean, it sounded great. Everybody was all excited about it. We're all getting
invited. Because the possibilities of having that grant come through, and they were going to build a bigger stage.
Well, what's happening to it? Well, how long are we going to wait for that?
We had to wait for the grant.
On the same site?
I'm just saying, it's
on the other side,
nice
like by the restaurant.
We're going to use it for something. People go, what's the other
grant? I will work
it. Is it a federal grant or state?
I'll look into it for
a
minute.
I think it's state.
I'm just saying.
Then it'll take forever.
I get it.
That's my favorite part.
One other question on the kayak thing. Have we talked to any other city, municipality that's done this deal with this company?
This was literally, like I said, Michael, tomorrow the packet's due. Please contact them.
Oh, one of those deals.
I'm going to put this on the agenda. And before we do a whole lot of investigating,
let's
me make
out
sure.
If they're even wanting it.
I didn't want this to be, this is a terrible idea. And
no,
don't
it's a great
this.
Idea. It's a great idea. I think the only problem is six kayaks isn't going to be
like
enough.
You don't even know us.
Plus nothing to look into.
It's so fun.
And it can be a... talk to them. It could be, hey, we want to trial run and maybe we want to expand this if it goes really well.
Sure.
Yeah.
We can look at the options.
Sure.
So
that's a great idea. I never even thought of something like that. In fact, somebody was asking me, is that guy down there still? And I was like, well, you could still do...
When people call, we send him to him all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's limited in what he can do. He's busy. He gets booked up pretty quickly. You know, I like Jeff a lot, but I do think we need something more permanent down there.
Absolutely. Would he be upset by this?
I'll talk to him.
It's probably what, only six
I don't see it really affecting his business. Cause
he's in the long-term canoe
business. You set up.
I mean, the long
haul. Yeah, like this is more... This
goes and picks them up.
Yeah, this is going to be more spur of the moment or type thing.
Yeah. Okay.
His trips all go down
correct
wherever they go.
I mean, I know he does some stuff in the kayak once in a while, but like you said, it's more canoes and stuff like that.
All right. So no more questions on that. We have the next item is the Parks and Rec Library Shared Marketing Employee. I saw this was...
So this really came together fast.
Yeah, I was just saying.
So basically was I started to really reach out, work with Shelley, their library director, quite a bit, just on variety things. We've been talking about stuff with the preschool and some other things, how to work together. And she was just mentioning to me about how, hey, I'm looking to maybe hire a part-time marketing person. Do you know anybody? And I said, well, how much money do you have? And that's when it kind of was like, we've been trying to propose for the last year or two when we go into budget about a full-time marketing person. We quickly put a presentation together. The mayor said, let's go with it. He liked the relationship. He liked that this could be something we did together. We were literally finalizing this on the golf course during our golf outing for the next city council meeting. I know Ken had some concerns at the city council meeting. It didn't come here first. But it was such a, I needed someone in place before hometown meets. We just didn't want to wait. And I said, I'll update them verbally.
You know, you can always call a special meeting, too.
I know, but this was like, there was not even time for
that. That was my concern. Yeah.
Well, I saw it, and I was like, oh, that's nice.
And this really was, this is new funds coming from the city. This isn't like you're adjusting your budget.
Yeah.
This
was
funds the city was now willing to give to support this. I really didn't believe anybody here would say, please turn down a new employee that the city was funding. So I was sending
the
emails to you.
Library is contributing the minimum of $15,000, right?
Yes.
And possibly up to 20% of the salary?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's definitely, they'll be over there about 2 days a week. They'll be with us 3 days a week is pretty much how it's designed. And then there'll also be times like hometown days where the person would be us for the whole week. There might be times when they haven't been to golf out and maybe with them the whole week. So even though I think Shelley and I and Shay have been involved with this, it's like we want her at the library to get a feel for the library, get how that's going to go and with us, how we're working. But when they're at the library, they're still going to be doing our stuff and vice versa. It's going to, you have this job to do. You have this much stuff. You got to
get here are your clients.
Correct.
As a
So we're happy the council approved it. We're also happy it just happened this week. We did hire somebody. Caitlin Gregory, who works over at City Hall.
That's right.
She actually used to work for us at the front desk, went to City Hall to a
different
position.
Doing a lot of this stuff for me.
But she had done a lot of these flyers. Shelley really liked her and was like, you know, this is who I want to hire. We really liked her. So she officially accepted the position this week. She will kind of be transitioning, helping out at City Hall until we replace her position. But she will be working with us, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she's already started right out of the gate kind of doing both things.
And she was okay with that salary, too?
Yes.
Was it 50 or 45?
It's 50.
But that's not including benefits. Benefits are on top of that.
Correct.
Because this will be a city employee.
Correct.
Things don't work out.
In the end, this is a
is
city employee.
Huh?
Is it union?
No. She's
but it would be a city employee.
She would be like my core coordinator.
Yeah.
It's a marketing coordinator position. So, I mean, she is a city employee. If push comes to shove, there's a disagreement between Shelly and I. She is our employee, per se. But I don't ever envision that scenario happening.
So, since she took that, does that mean we're getting somebody else to take her spot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've already
this is the first I've heard this.
Yeah, they put that out in the public.
Posted.
Yeah, it's posted.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
But she will still be. We've talked. She's still going to be based at City Hall for a couple weeks. She's still going to help.
Train the other person coming in. Or?
At least be there to help out with all this. But she's already because she helped make a lot of our flyers during the pandemic.
She knows.
She's kind of already off and running.
She knows. Like even just like she, like, I know when she, like, she technically starts on August 1st. She knows it's hometown days. Like, we've already kind of talked. Like, I have these ads ready to go and these ads. She's like, yep, okay, already had those conversations years before. So it's just nice.
It'll be
she knows what I look and need and expect, so we kind
of... And a lot of flyers, you know, the library, you're servicing the same customers, you're doing similar things. I expect this is going to be a really great transition. The base of this is going to be getting... make Facebook, our website pages, everything's correct, getting flyers done, but then starting expanding the sponsorship, possibly starting expanding some grants that we could start looking into more seriously. It's just difficult when, Shay and I are not only running the events, putting them all together, monitoring budgets, athletics, but then, oh, by the way, go make these flyers, go call Kendall County Record and Spy to get ads done. We're desperate.
We should have hired Mark for it. Right?
Yeah.
He has time.
So... we're very excited about it.
That's good. But I'm excited for you guys to have that help. So, whoever's been doing your Facebook and social media stuff now already has been doing really well.
Yes, that's our old intern, Sam. Me and her have been working very well. She saved me.
I even had somebody, one of the moms groups that I'm not a part of, it's a friend of mine, and she reached out, and she goes, wow, whoever's been doing, finally you guys are sharing information. I'm like, I think they always were, but they really are seeing it now for whatever reason.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, Sam and I have been, that is a lot of what we've been doing for the past, month or two of just trying to get those out and, me giving it, but she's been doing such a great job of... taking my vision and actually I have a lot of ideas.
Oh, good.
But I cannot.
I have a lot of ideas.
I cannot necessarily create it into something that people like to look at. So
I like that too. I can design something, but then I don't know how to put it together.
Right. I'm just like, this is all I have, and this and that, but make it pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's been excellent at that. So hopefully, I have confidence that Caitlin will be able to just pick that up and do the same. And we still have Sam on staff. So, there's certain areas, too, where I can utilize Caitlin for a lot of these other things. But, the Encanto project and everything like that, I can have Sam kind of help me really focus on some of those bigger projects and what that all looks like. So,
excellent.
There's always lots that to be done and to do. But
this whole job description is, enormous. I mean, she's got a lot of duties. Okay. Parks and Rec monthly reports. I don't see that in here unless I'm not looking at it. Oh, here we go.
Do you want to start
I guess I'm trying to do the same thing for the last thing. I mean, baseball, softball leagues went really, really well. We're already for fall. I mean, we're already moved on past that. Obviously, we talked about the preschool shake and going a little bit more details with that. 4th of July was, I thought, incredible this year. I mean, the crowds were huge. I think our enhanced fireworks show was really, really great.
It's really sad. I was glad that we didn't have any issues like trying to park.
That went really well. Riverfest, I mean, Friday night was terrible due to the rain, but Saturday was, outside of the time we did fireworks, and that was crowded just because people came for the fires. This was just full-blown crowded because they were here for the event. So it was really, really crowded that day. So
on Saturday?
Every hour, you could just see the difference of it just building and building and building. I mean, for 10 hours straight, it was just
It was
incredible to keep that big of a crowd for that long of a period of it just building. It was awesome.
I was going to ask, there is a... I can never remember the name of the restaurant. Blocked off so many parking spots for their outside dining. Was that permitted?
Where at?
Behind the bar.
Probably Rowdy's, in the back alley.
It is Rowdy's,
The back alley. It's permanent.
Is that a private lot?
It's a city lot, but we gave them permission when COVID hit
to continue to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we said during our events,
but it's all blocked off.
It's concrete barricades. We can't really move them.
Yeah.
Back
and I was surprised that because I got there 5:00. And I was even a little bit on the bigger home, and I had a hard time from this.
Yeah.
What's
the call?
Parking is really tight.
Call Tim, because you're volunteering. He should be able to find you.
I'll find you a spot. Amy
I'm
has
serious.
No problem calling.
I'm serious. If that is the only perk we get.
Park right by the track. She has a problem. So.
Park right on the track. So.
Right?
It's kind of fun.
It is definitely... an issue in the future if these things continue to grow is where does everyone park?
It's like a question.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to chase it. I don't care.
I don't know if they can be blocked.
To do a job. I don't care.
Everything.
But I wouldn't want to chase anybody else.
I had a spot. I didn't realize you were new.
No.
I have my connections. I have my connections.
You text him and then he'll find you.
But even go back, the golf outing with the school district was fantastic. Yeah, we had 144 golfers. That went really well.
Can I throw in another comment about the river? And I say this every time, and I feel the same way, about how nice all the people are. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kelly and I are sitting there watching people as they come in, and we're talking to them and having fun. It's a nice group of people. And I hope it stays that way as our town gets bigger. I think it's a real testament to our town. It really is. Lots of different kinds of people.
Every age,
and ages, and you name it.
Great.
But everybody was in a good mood, and they were polite.
No, it was great.
A great event. Everyone's happy.
Well, they are. Sick. I mean, maybe that's the secret. Just keep making it more and more fun every year, which I know we can do.
Yeah. I think the police department deserve a lot of credit. They have the presence down there. They're front and center. I think it sends a message right when you're coming in that, hey, have a good time, but let's keep things under control.
And they were smiling and
social. Yeah, oh no, they're very outgoing. Yeah. They do a fantastic job. Yeah. You get around, they say
we always get compliments.
So they do a great job, but I think it helps that they're there and they're there with a presence. Just let everybody know. Yeah. But people, it was great. It was a fantastic event.
The other thing I think we're really good at is providing something for everybody. There's something fun to do, no matter what your age is or situation is. It isn't just a country western thing, which they do a fantastic job of. But there's all kinds of things to do. It's a real family thing. It's not overly fancy, but it is terrific. Okay.
I have one more suggestion for future events. Just something to think about. We need wristbands for the little kids. Just a little colorful thing.
We
had so many little kids put their wrist out, and it would be so cute if we could give them something.
I'm usually smack them on the wrist.
We have them for hometown. These actually for find my parents. So if a kid gets
dad
separated,
them,
you
yep.
just put their the parents can put it and put their phone number on it. So then that way they can.
We did that
them.
1 year, remember? Yeah. And
yes,
they really did like that.
So. Yep. So we do that for hometown.
Their
so it's like a
phone
bit,
number, so if they got lost, then we could call
yep.
up mom.
That's excellent.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they actually have kids.
The other thing, you'd be surprised how many people offer us money, assuming that the wristbands cost money.
Oh, I know.
I'm not saying what we do, but I'm just saying. I guess they're used to doing that.
Yeah, they expected to be charged.
Most people do.
And they were thrilled that there was no fee.
It's the one thing they've never really done.
Yeah, they were so excited about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys were there, so thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Usually it's Sash and I doing that table. So.
Well, Sash, I had him slinging beers, and you are moving hard.
Yeah, that's right.
I get it one time.
I know. A couple times.
Sash was moving.
Like, go be social.
I don't. Old Tim emailed you guys. I mean, we were selling $400 of beer, or $400 with
$400.
Yeah,
great.
An hour,
and that was during the normal time. It increased from that. I mean, it was.
That is so awesome.
I never got a bourbon lemonade. I intended to. They were walking by with I'm like, what is that? Oh, it's bourbon lemonade. It's so good. And I'm like, ooh, later on I have to go get, and I forgot.
It's the adult candy.
They are. Anyway, special events is still going well. I talked a little bit about parks development with the pickleball court price.
Good.
I mean, just the average, keeping up with the mowing and trash and things of that nature. Administration-wise, moving preschool, the other thing that'll be, we're starting to prepare to move to the new city hall. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that probably won't happen till the end of the year, but there's
Purcell's letting you guys have an office over there?
We actually got a very nice space.
Did you get a good space?
Yes.
Ooh, four?
Top floor.
Oh, nice. Yeah. The whole top floor?
Well, no, you'll have, so one side will be city hall. The other side, half of it will be us, and then the other half is the city hall chambers.
Does the police department then get the whole bottom floor?
Yeah, bottom and part of the second floor, too.
Yeah. It's...
So can we come and visit?
It's plenty of space, especially with preschool moving. I'll be honest, I'm very excited about it. It's maintaining a building, especially the one along the river that's as old as it is, it's a lot of work. There's always issues, there's always something
we're all legit.
Even just staffing it all the time. We're just so big and I don't have extra staff to be able to say, okay guys, we have office space, but go do your jobs.
When do you guys move in?
I don't have to walk through two classrooms just to go get a copy.
Yeah. Where are you going to do the city council meetings? Where are you going to do the city council meetings? On the top floor?
On the third floor.
Right by
the person. Yeah.
It will be?
Later. So there's on the west side, you go upstairs, there'll be two sides, city hall on one side, then we'll have half of the other side, and then the console chambers will be on the other side. So, like, you'll be able to walk through ours, go through a door, there's some storage, and then walk right into the conference
room. When do we get to go open there? Like, when are you guys moving
out?
Moving should be around.
I can, let me talk to the building guy, city's building guy, see if we can do a tour.
Well, I probably won't be here, but I mean,
the parks and rec.
Well, before then, I don't know if we'll have a meeting there, but we could go do a tour.
I hope so.
Okay.
You should.
Or we could do a meeting outside of the park, maybe.
On the door, at least.
Can't do a meeting in the office.
No, we're not going to have a conference room over there.
They will. I just don't know if they'll allow us when we're doing stuff.
I know. Not an allow. You just do it.
Okay, okay.
I'll talk to Purcell.
Yes. This is not Arizona.
I want to see it before I...
Yeah, we'll get it worked out. I'll try to set something up. We can do a tour or something of it.
Of course they do all this when I'm leaving.
But we're very excited about it. I think it'll be great for us just from... logistics and working standpoint to have a little bit more freedom to not worry about running a building or making sure it's staff and covered. It'll be over there. We'll have a front desk that's downstairs that'll be able to help people, and we can be out doing what we should be doing.
Yeah.
Tim, what was the plan with the other buildings? It's been a while since I asked.
So the building we're in right now, they're accepting RFPs. Yeah. So if anyone has a proposal that they want to present to the city council, they're accepting those.
It'd be a cute little restaurant.
That's definitely out there. The Van Emmon building, I do not think a final decision unless Ken...
If an offer came in...
Yeah, but there's nothing where they're accepting anything, but...
Okay.
I mean, if somebody walked off...
And that way the parking would be tied. The parking will have to stay with us for that one.
Yeah, so if someone walked off the street had a great idea, they'd probably sell it, but they're not accepting anything, like just proposals and then maybe picking something.
What's the current city hall going to become?
We don't know for sure.
Across from the high school, that one.
There's rumors about school district.
School district purchasing.
Well, yeah, because the school district is just leasing their office space right now, aren't they? In that strip mall that they're in? So if the district offices moved into a city-owned building, it would save money.
I don't
think
that wrong.
I'll take that teacher.
Interesting.
What? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Our little town is growing up.
Yeah, growing pains.
Shay, you have anything?
I mean, we're just busy. So, I mean, it's been really, really great. People are loving it. I mean, almost all of Emily's summer camps, I think every single one has exceeded capacity, even after bumping the maximum. So I think only two of them this entire summer did not hit the maximum numbers. So great to see that people are ready to get out and participate. The kids are having so much fun. I've been trying to highlight those on Facebook as well, just all the fun little things that she's been doing with the kids all summer. So that's just kind of been fun to have that back again and just see the kids having a great time throughout the summer. Sports have just, you know, continued to explode and, doing well. So that all starts at the beginning of August again. And then one great thing is that Tim kind of started talking about it, but we're back in the school district for winter basketball, which is huge, really, really exciting.
Okay.
Because of the previous expansion that we continued to keep seeing before COVID hit, we now have separated. So now we have kindergarten and girls kind of happening in the October, December timeframe, and then the boys season happens in that January, March, just because we actually got to the point before COVID where I think we were three teams away from completely maxing out every single hour in all the five schools that we were using. Schools 5 days a week.
Hard to do.
So really, really great to see. So hopefully we come back with those great numbers and this kind of, you know, expansion and change in the schedule just allow us to keep growing and continuing to take as many kids as possible. So we're excited to keep working with the school district to bring that back this year.
We have National Night Out Tuesday, August 2nd. What are we doing?
That is going to be our Paw Patrol theme. So we will have Chase and Marshall out there meeting the kids over at Beecher.
That's a police event. We assist them on it.
Okay.
So it's like all the police departments nationwide do it on that day.
Right.
So the county does something. So we just assist them with that event and put it on.
So it should be a good time. And we have cruise night.
The mayor needs to be doing like a dunk tank or something. Ooh, or the chief. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
And then
dunk a chief.
Mark it on your calendar. Save the date. Hometown Days is right around the corner. Come to have fun or volunteer. we can use your money and your time. So feel free. And so just let us know if you guys want to help out with that. That's always obviously our biggest festival of the year. And once again, Tim and I don't like to just settle for what we did last year, and we just added a whole bunch more.
So
feel free to come on out and see all the new fun that we included this year. So
hopefully crush fingers for good weather, because that's always the thing, right?
Yep.
Never fails. We've had tornadoes. We've had all kinds of hurricanes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I've had some. I have pictures. You know how Facebook always brings back the memories? I mean, I have pictures of us all actually leaving in mass exodus because we had tornadoes.
We've had a couple of Saturdays that were really, really good.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Hopefully, it all was great, and we, yes, have a successful year. So we're excited about it, though.
Good.
Where are you anticipating being? ID checks is always the easiest.
Yeah, usually ID checks is always a good spot.
Easiest way to help you guys.
You have to be 21 in order to do it. So so that's always kind of a big caveat. So probably that, and then some beer pouring, depending on what we've got.
Oh, yeah, right. Sure.
But yeah, ID checks is always a great area for us. And
yeah.
Or if anyone would like to assist some of my characters during music and mingle. I've got my Disney band that needs help, and then
are you gonna be doing any karaoke stuff?
No karaoke, but I do have my band from New York that actually comes dressed as the Disney characters, and then they actually at intermission rechange it up and come out as new characters, and they take pictures with the kids, and it's all Disney songs. It is, I think it's like one of the most fun things ever. But I'm a Disney person.
I know you are.
Paired that with my magical moments and my meet and greets, let me tell you guys, is one amazing little Saturday. But it's very busy. We've definitely seen a huge increase in response. I mean, the line, I think, last year for the carnival booth for the wristbands was out the festival entrance. So we are hoping to do the same this year.
Yeah. Good. Excellent. So, yeah. All right. Any need for executive session?
Well, I have a few things I'd like to ask for real quick.
Sure.
Is that right? Number one, this is just silly. You know, at the park on 47, did you know they put like a bench there? Did you know that?
Where at?
At the park.
Which?
On 47.
Town Square, yeah. Well, yeah, it was probably.
That might be
the we go there every week. I'm like, why did they put that bench there? I mean, it's just.
Is it a memorial bench or no?
My
name's not the one from the Garden Club, because I know they requested a bench.
And one of the things that we see though is they should have a few more of those spots with the tables on. We're out there when it gets crowded. Whatever those tables are, and it's so popular now with the hot dog guy out there and everything. Now they got the ice cream guy out there. Yeah, I don't see why you can't put a few more of those circular concrete things with tables on them. I mean,
we could. Part of it is just we don't have them.
I understand. I mean, can we plan for that? Because, I mean, it was kind of sad, though. I mean, it's nice sitting on the ground, but a lot of the parents are looking, and they're running to it and stealing them. And,
I'll look into it.
And they're even using it inside. All right. Secondarily, do you know that the police chief from Montgomery lives right across from Caledonia Park?
Okay.
And his wife works with me, and he went to Jensen concerning on that street. You know how that street that goes up. They're worried about kid getting hit. There's no sign there about a playground. He said there's no slowing. There's no stop sign. There's nothing. He's really worried. So he went to Jensen, and Jensen said it's not my deal. So can you look into that place and just
he
see?
He did not.
That's a fairly new park, isn't it?
He would have called him.
No, I'll see. It's not his deal.
I'll look into it. I'll see what the city policies are on.
I haven't been there lately. I just heard about it this week. So
okay.
She's really worried because she's available too. She's really worried about a kid running across the street because she said that's like a. There's kids. They're not slowing down. They're really. And she said someday someone's gonna be hit by something. So just like a playground sign or a slow sign or something.
Okay.
Just to kind of slow them down. Okay. So I just want to bring that to your attention. That's
all. All right. So just an update on what's going on with me. I know you're probably all just dying to know. Last time at the meeting, I said that we were getting ready to move. It's the day we put our house up for sale was the day that the interest rates went up, record points.
Yeah.
And all activity ceased to happen, and we were sitting in our house waiting for people to come see it, and nobody was coming. So it took a little bit of an adjustment. We finally got people in. We just got an offer. After a month on the market, we just got an offer on Monday. We signed the papers. If everything should go through and there's no issues, there's been so many falling through because people were pre-approved at 2%, now 5%, and they're saying no. And it's like, oh my God, please don't do that while we're trying to sell our house. So if everything goes according to plan, we will close on the 19th of August. So this truly is my last meeting if we don't want to do like a special goodbye or whatever. Or I can even come to the hometown days. But, you know, I know Purcell was like, you can still, you know, help us out once in a while. So I said, you know, obviously if I'm
we'll
still around.
It. Or even if you're not on the board, we'll still have something.
Yeah.
You're still staying in the area, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be right in Plano.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, so we'll figure something out.
Anyway, so that's what's going on with me. I wanted to say thank you to you guys that volunteered, because the last time I spoke to all of you, I said I really wanted to see you get more involved and do. I know, you know, Dan and I have been on the board the longest. I think we used to do a lot of events, you know. I know you were Santa one time, a couple years in a row, and drove tractors and things like
that. Why was I ever asked back the second time?
You were always asked
back.
That's
rhetorical.
But the point is, we've all, like, put in time, and I'm glad to see. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, I'm doing a little cheer. Anybody that comes on the park board, I know, just talking to Purcell, you know, I said, we need somebody that wants to be involved, not just attend meetings. So, and I know we're all busy and it's hard, but it's really just during the summer, right? You know, a couple holiday things. So, so I was glad to see that. So thank you guys so much. But that's just the update on what's going on with my life. And of course it would happen that way. Everybody was like, you're going to sell your house so quick. And it didn't happen. I was like, of course. So anyway, that's why I'm here this month, because we're still in our house.
You know, I want to thank you for your hard work and your leadership.
Thank you.
I mean, you,
you
and I sometimes goof
that.
Around a little bit, but
yeah.
We're basically here for the same cause.
Yeah.
And we, so
no, I really, I love, that's, I mean, I really tried to stay in Yorkville because I did not want to leave my park board so before I needed to, because I'm still on the board in the county until November.
You still live in Arizona, though?
Yeah, I'm going to go
okay.
Move after my term is up okay. In November, so.
Okay.
So, yeah, I really was kind of bummed to not find something in your trouble. I just couldn't find anything. The rentals were crazy. Even Plano, I mean, got two little tiny things for $1,800 a month. I'm like, why is it so much? It's like, how are we going to live there? So, anyway, that's my update. Nothing else going on. Anybody else have anything?
No, just so you know, really starting tomorrow through next week, this is the Park Board approved rec. They're all on vacation, so they're
gone
next week, so it's pretty much the
wreck
off.
I can't change my mind.
Scott and I, the parks guy and I.
And you're leaving your work phone at work, right?
Oh, come on.
But otherwise, yes. So but we do have some events right in August. Cruise night, National Night Out, and then we're doing a night with us. We go on Thursday.
And then, yeah. Okay. Michael, how are you liking the job?
Been fantastic.
I saw you at our parade, so
yeah.
It's good to see you guys out there.
Tim, what's the event with the hay wagon?
It's usually Yorktoberfest. Mm-hmm. The only thing is this, is we just have no idea what the park's going to look like.
What a pain.
It may move. I mean, it may stay in the downtown, but may go somewhere else in the downtown area. We're just kind of...
Okay.
My discussions with them and like, let's see where we're like in September. Okay. Like, there's no reason to do anything to see where we're at before we move anything.
Okay.
So, it
That's
just
fine.
Really depends what this looks like. I have no idea.
All right. A quick update. I mentioned this possibility of a bike trail from Oswego to Yorkville. And I'm in the process of doing what I said I'm going to do. I took a 40-mile bike ride the other day and went from Oswego to Batavia and back. Next weekend, I'm going from Batavia, 40 miles, round trip north. So I'm going to kind of get a personal sense. But I can tell you what, there's a lot of people on that trail.
Okay.
And there's a lot of businesses. The one that's, the town that's really making hay when the sun shines is Aurora. When you go through Aurora, there's a green painted bike trail on the road. It guides you through the town, takes you wherever they want you to go by whatever businesses Everybody follows it because they don't want to get lost. I mean, so there's a lot of great ideas. And I'm just scratching the surface, but I'm just telling you, I'm working on it a little better.
Are you riding on a bike 40 miles?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Gee, I'd like to try.
Not even a motorcycle.
No,
like a bicycle.
40 miles.
What
driving.
Is happening?
Isn't that awesome?
I got
to go to the bathroom.
What's that?
Sentry Ride. 100 miles.
What's that?
Sentry Rides are 100 miles.
So. You ride 100?
The 100 is a Sentry Ride. I don't do them.
Oh, why?
They just, the bikes
I used to do
butt.
That, but I was younger than that.
My boss
Why? Oh, because it's there. Why do they climb?
All right.
Josh, I do it.
I do it if I have the time.
Yeah, we don't have the time. That's right.
The next meeting is still September 15th, then?
Yes.
As far as we know. Okay.
When's the next?
All right, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll take motion to adjourn, please.
August 2nd.
Second?
August 2nd. Dan, motion. Second by Sash. All in favor, second by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Thanks, everybody.
We're adjourned. Thank you.